What's happening?
Bill has referenced on more than a couple of occasions this week that Philly game from last year and how there's relevance in going back to that game because Chip brought that system with him. Just what are your thoughts on that game in particular and maybe the connection to the Niners?
Yeah, I mean, he's been on us about that game too. And obviously, we didn't do some things well in that game. So just talked about the importance of, you know, with Chip Kelly being there now, they'll definitely probably go through that game and things that they gave us trouble with, they'll look at and probably go back to. So he's talked to us as players, I think, in really, you know, all phases of the game about being prepared for those things. So we've gone through that game a little bit and just watching and seeing how we might get attacked, you know, obviously not from Philly, but from, you know, a team coached by Chip Kelly.
What about the game in 2012 when you played Kaepernick here? What do you remember from that game?
Really, I mean, his athleticism, you know, I think the team's a lot different, you know, as far as the skill players and who's there, but his athleticism and, you know, I think his arm strength, you know, really stuck out, and it was an interesting game just the way it unfolded, you know, with them taking a big lead and us coming back down the end and then making the big play to end the game. But, you know, I think just what he's able to do on the field, you know, I think at that time everyone was kind of taking notice, and then now everyone knows exactly what he can do and how athletic and how gifted he is as a passer, you know, getting the ball down the field and getting it where it needs to with his arm strength. So I think we're prepared. We've seen him. You know, that game's a lot different, you know, just coming back this time around. But I think personnel-wise, as players, the guys that were there, you know, we understand that are still there now, how they play and who they are.
Start of the stretch, Trev, how do you feel about where this team is right now? Matt talked a little bit about you guys have set a good foundation. Now it's on you guys to kind of build it and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally agree with that. You know, obviously, veteran guys that we've been around here, early part of the season, we always talk about trying to build off fundamentals and being a fundamentally sound team. So that is your foundation and something to work with. So, I mean, obviously, we got things we need to work on, and coming off a loss, you definitely go through it a lot closer than when coming off a win. But, you know, we know the things we need to work on, and it's about really getting those things done week by week, because as the season starts to get closer to an end, you run out of time. So I think there's an urgency to fix those things and get better at it.
Yeah, coming off a loss, how is it different? The week of preparation, is it different?
The week of preparation isn't, but I think mentally and how you feel is just different. You know, I'm sure any player, you know, when you come off a loss, you just got a bad taste in your mouth. You want to get back out there. You want to play well. You know, usually when you lose, it's because you haven't played well. So I just think that part of it is different. But you have to continue to have the same preparation, you know, whether it's a win or a loss. You can't come off a loss and focus on only getting back out there on the field Sunday and not prepare throughout the week because you'll get the same result. So we got to start it off today, going out there, having a good practice, and start our preparation.
Devin, being that it didn't hurt you in the standings per se, can a loss at this time of the season, can it have a positive effect to get everybody kind of refocused a little bit? Or?
I mean, it can. I think it's all up to the players. I think it falls on us on going out there and playing better after a loss. You know, I think any type of game, anything you go through adversity-wise can help you, but it's all on how you respond and how you go out there and come back from it. So I think that falls on us. You know, we've been in games where we've won, but we haven't particularly played well, and we've learned from those games and the different things we didn't do well and improved on the next week. So, you know, now coming off a loss is something that we have to improve on and go out there and win it and just play better football.
Yeah, but in certain parts around here, there's a panic about the defense. How do you look at the defense, and how do you calm the masses, I guess, that are saying, oh, my gosh, this isn't a Super Bowl defense and things like that?
I mean, it's simple. We just got to play better. You know, it's nothing I can say to calm that or anything. We just got to go out there and play better. And I think that's what everyone in the locker room, everyone on defense wants to do. And, you know, there's nothing to say. You just got to go do it.
To that point, Devin, that Ty Law said that somebody in that locker room, especially on defense, has to take some pride. And obviously he's talking about leadership, he's talking about saying the right things, being aggressive. And I asked Matthew Slater, and he said leadership comes in different forms. I'm curious to get your read on what the leadership needs to be on defense to get things to a better point.
Play better. I mean, we can hoot and holler and yell and scream, but, you know, the leaders have to play better, and it starts with us. If we play better, usually the whole defense plays better. So, you know, Slate's right. Leadership comes in different forms, and at times, you know, you have to do different things to lead. But, you know, the best way to lead is to go out there and play good football and lead the team and give them an example to follow. So all the veteran players and the leaders on this defense have to go play better, and I think that's what we think as a team, you know, in all phases. You know, Bill says it all the time. If you're a leader on the team, you know, it starts with you. You go out there and play well, the team will follow.
About, you know, after the loss, and you guys always talk about just forgetting the past game. How do you ride that line of using the bad taste but still forgetting the last game for motivation?
Preparation. You put everything into preparing for your opponent, watching film, going out there, practicing well. You know, that bad taste will still be there, but your focus is on your opponent, on what they do well, their strengths, their weaknesses, and you know, especially this week going against a team that we don't play a lot and we haven't played in a couple years, you know, that really has to be the focus. We have to get to know them. We have to really study them, and it's not as easy as when you're playing a division team that you play twice a year and you have a lot of familiarity with them. This is a team that we have to dive into, so I think devoting our time and effort onto breaking them down as a team will allow us to still have that bad taste, but give us a focus and an endpoint and a goal to go out there and achieve this week. Thank you.